There is no excuse for any Christian to be in conflict with another person. He can have the spirit of peace and forgiveness in his heart whether the other person does or not. It is a principle of Christian life that one live at peace with his neighbor. How can you make sure that when you are good and angry, you're both good and angry at the same time? Or another way to ask that question is, what is a proper response to anger so that you handle it correctly? Can you be angry and not sin in your anger? Well, the Bible answers those questions. It answers by giving us several guidelines which, if followed, will enable us to handle our anger in a healthy way. We need to know and follow those guidelines. But first, this warning from James chapter 1, verse 20. The wrath of man works not the righteousness of God. Since it is possible for us to sin in our anger, and our sinful anger never works out the righteousness of God, and since God gives us guidelines to enable us to handle our anger in a healthy way, we need to know and apply those divine principles to our daily lives. So I propose the question once more. How should we respond to anger so that we handle it in a healthy and God-honoring way? Well, here are the principles He's given us to follow. 1. Make your anger of temporary duration. Ephesians 4:26 reads, "Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath." Now notice the part of the verse that says, "Let not the sun go down upon your wrath." What does that mean? It means the anger of each day must be settled in the day it occurs. Hear how various translators have chosen to word that principle. Phillips translates it, "Never go to bed angry." Knox chooses the word, "The sunset must not find you still angry." The New English Bible reads, "Do not let sunset find you still nursing anger." You see, the meaning is evident. Deal immediately with your anger and do not permit it to remain long in your heart. Why is that so important? If anger is not dealt with correctly, it will grow into bitterness and hatred. If it remains in the mind and emotions, it will eat at your emotional health as a cancer destroys your body. If it is not dealt with as God says it must be, it becomes a greater sin of rebellion against God. An immediate response to anger is essential to your emotional and spiritual health. 2, effect reconciliation as soon as possible. Now, it's not enough that you get over your upset emotion that was caused by anger. You were angry with someone, with a person, and reconciliation must be made between you and the person who aroused your anger or toward the person whom your anger was directed. Jesus said such a reconciliation is more important than worship. For if you come to God's altar to present a gift to Him, then remember your brother has an offense against you or you have one against him. Leave your gift at the altar. Go and be reconciled to your brother. Then return and offer your gift. Unreconciled anger will hinder your worship of God, however sincere you may be in your acts of worship. Settle the issue without delay. You cannot worship God aright until the anger offense is settled. Your efforts at reconciliation may be humbling, difficult, or embarrassing, but do them. You can never handle your anger aright until you move to be reconciled to the one at whom your anger was directed. 3, seek to establish peace. Hebrews 12, verses 14 and 15 has two solemn statements which relate to our subject. The first is, follow peace with all men. Now, there is no excuse for any Christian to be in conflict with another person. He can have the spirit of peace and forgiveness in his heart whether the other person does or not. It is a principle of Christian life that one live at peace with his neighbor. Follow peace with all men. The second statement, looking diligently, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you. If anger is not dealt with properly, bitterness will result. Now that will cause you much trouble. It is so much better to settle the issue of anger and to be freed from the bitterness of spirit. It is our business to work so as to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The Holy Spirit of God is grieved if we do not preserve the peace Jesus has given us. So to handle anger healthily, seek at once to establish peace with the person toward whom your anger was directed. 4, apply the grace of God. Remember how gracious He was toward you and all of your failures. Then show the same spirit of grace toward others when they fail. Jesus gave a parable about a man who owed a great debt. It was such a large amount that he could not possibly pay it. He went to his creditor and requested, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you all." He was freely forgiven the debt. Now that same man went to another who owed him a small debt. He was unable to pay also. He made the same appeal for mercy and more time, but was refused. Jesus said when the man who forgave the large debt heard of that, he would call in the unforgiving man and require it all of him. Now, why did Jesus give us that parable? He was teaching us to forgive one another as God forgives us. Deal in grace with the person who has aroused your anger, and you'll handle it properly. 5, do good to the person toward whom you felt the anger. Now, Jesus discusses that in Matthew chapter 5, verses 38 to 48. He says, "If a person sues you in a court of law, then settle the case to his benefit rather than seeking revenge upon him. If one in authority compels you to go 1 mile in serving him, then go the second mile also." Jesus is saying, do not do your least duty and show a bad spirit about having to do that. Instead, if one shows himself to be an enemy to you, show yourself to be a friend to him. And if you do that, you'll show yourself to be a child of your heavenly Father. You'll point people to him. That is so much better than being vindictive and seeking to get even, isn't it? It is better to suffer wrong if the witness of Christ can go forth from you. Depend upon God to bring justice to pass. Leave it in His hands. If you are right, He will prove you right. If you're wrong, He will forgive you. Now, human anger is usually selfish anger. It is self-defeating, self-destructive, and contrary to the will of God. Remember James 1:20, "The wrath of man never works out the righteousness of God." Be free from the bondage of anger. Move into the realm of spiritual liberty as Jesus makes you free from that bondage of unworthy emotions. Love is the better way. It produces a soft answer which turns away wrath. It manifests the maturity of the people involved. It testifies to the difference God makes. It gives you victory over anger. The way you handle anger is a matter of your own choice. You're not enslaved by your emotions. You can control them. But anger arises only if you permit it, and it remains only if you choose it. And now, our Father, we ask you to give us grace to be truly Christian in our emotions as we are in our faith. We ask you to teach us how to give our anger to you so that it is no longer directed against people, but it is caught up in the scope of your grace, is dealt with, and is lovingly removed. And as we do this, we promise the more to represent our precious Savior, in whose name we pray. Amen.